Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills. Tallow Analytic International and Papery Tallow Publications have an exciting new service for pulp and paper mill managers, operators, and department heads. Called Tallow Tech, it consists of many user groups focusing on each unit operations in pulp and paper mills. For instance, screens, press sections, recovery boilers, winders, and so forth. And the best news is, if you work for a mill, a university, or are a fully retired professional, you can join as many of these groups as you like for free. Where are they located? On LinkedIn. That is www.linkedin.com. How do you join? Just go to linkedin.com, put Tallow Tech, that's T-A-L-O-T-E-C-H, in the group search. Join one of the four master groups that are there. As soon as you're accepted as a member, you can join the subgroup or groups of your choice and start solving problems in your mill today. Any questions? Just email me, jimthompson@jthompson@taii.com, with Tallow Tech in the subject line. This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 8th of April, 2013. Subject, are we overly sensitive about confidentiality? I grew up in the tissue business. There, even 40-plus years ago, everything was absolutely confidential. You didn't talk to your competitors, you didn't visit your competitors, and you certainly did not let your competitors visit you. You didn't go to conferences. Things seem to have loosened up a tiny bit. After all, there are tissue conferences now, something not even dreamed of in the 1970s. Yet, in other grades, we have seen things seem to go the other way. 30 years ago, reciprocal visits were common in newsprint, printing and writing, linerboard, and other grades. Today, this has become tighter. But what are we getting for this? It struck me the other day when I was visiting with my grandson that maybe we are incurring costs but gaining little in our quest to be confidential. Now let me stop and say I'm not talking about intellectual property that would be known as IP these days, such as formulas, software, and so forth. In fact, these items must be kept confidential, and in this day of computer hacking, this is no simple task. No, I am talking here about hardware, maintenance, and the like. What did my grandson have to do with this? Trains. He, thanks to yours truly, receives a great magazine, Railroad Model Craftsman, a publication 80 years old this year and still going strong. What struck me as I looked at this periodical is that the railroad industry, again from a hardware standpoint, has always operated in the open. In fact, it has no choice but to operate in the open. By its very nature, it is right out in front of us. Further, for the enthusiast, all civil and mechanical details are readily acceptable, right down to the serial numbering system used on the rolling stock, something one might think of as intellectual property. Now, to a certain extent, granted not as much as in the days gone by, the railroad industry is regulated industry, and as such, pricing is government controlled. Today, however, that has largely gone by the wayside, and the vibrant railroad industry is forced, again by its very nature, to operate in the open in front of all of us. Further, pity the poor railroad industry, which, due to grade crossings, even has a problem with safety involving the general public. I go into many mills, and I have my own confidentiality standards, which are higher than any mill in which I have been allowed to enter. That is to protect my own reputation, and by that I mean business. Ironically, even the most tightly controlled mills often do not feel obligated to treat my company's intellectual property as they expect me to treat theirs. I hasten to say, however, that they are not the worst. The professional associations seem to feel no pain when stealing ideas from members to turn into revenue for themselves. But I digress. The point is, are you being penny wise but pound foolish, to use an old American phrase? What should you do when you consider confidentiality? Is there a formal headquarters-driven policy on the subject? Was it created and vetted by professionals who understand the cost of security and weigh each issue on its own merits? Is it clearly delineated and explained to the employees throughout the company so they know its importance and ramifications if it fails? It is widely known that the largest leaks from mills are from some disreputable chemical and clothing technicians. They service several mills and by the nature of their work see all the gory details therein. Many of these companies hold their employees accountable and to high standards. Others are not so careful. This may be a source of important leaks when it comes to things that need to be contained. How would you rate the security in your mill? Is it a thoroughly thought-out process or is it haphazard? Let us know by taking this week's quiz on Nip Impressions online. For safety this week, it is a mistake to be so secure in your policies that lives are endangered in times of a true emergency. Check the provisions of your mill and what it allows for first responders coming into the mill when seconds count. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2013 Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA.